Hello, welcome back to Two Old Maids and a Married Couple. My name is Jenica, I'm one half of the married couple.
I'm Sandy, I'm one of the old maids, and this is Willa, Ruth.
Hi.
She's one of the other old maids.
Hi there.
We're home. We just went shopping and we went into town, and now the boys are outside, so if you hear any nature sounds, that's because we're home. Mm-hmm. If you hear any whining, that would probably be Doppler. Huh, you little whiny butt, aren't ya? Yeah, you are. So we went into town to get some shopping done, and well, you got your hair cut, huh? Mm-hmm. How do you like your hair?
I like my hair.
It's cute.
Mm-hmm. At least she'll be nice and fresh now.
And cool. Yeah.
Instead of her hair being a bushy long thing.
her hair's never that long.
And
but
I
yeah.
had a very good girl that could cut my hair just like I like.
Mm-hmm. And then you found out what? What happened?
But then she tells me I'm not working here.
Anymore.
Work somewhere else. Oh, no. No, no. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's what you told her.
Did I get my hair cut nice and then you're leaving?
No. Bet she's not going far.
Yeah, that's true.
So then she says, oh, well, I want to tell you, I'm not going very far. Oh, good. See you next time.
Yeah, and she gave you her personal cell phone number, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can get a hold of her to go get your hair done again when you're ready. Oh, that's of her. Mm-hmm. This is one thing I noticed about up here. People are really nice, like, with when it comes to, like your neighbors wave at you or... Mm-hmm. People move over when they're going slower. Doesn't happen in the Bay Area at all.
No, they wave as they go by. It reminds me of Nebraska, though.
Oh, as they wave at you?
Yeah, because when you drive down the Nebraska roads, when you're on the back roads of the little towns, which are all 20 miles away from each other, people wave at you as they drive by, which is a very nice custom to have, I think. Mm-hmm. And they do that up here, too, so we really like it that, you know, you can wave at your neighbors.
Yeah, true that.
In a friendly way.
It keeps everybody, like, you may not know your neighbor because, like, we're not right on top of our neighbors like you are in town and stuff like that. Or even in the Bay Area, you actually have land. Mm-hmm. You know, there's property, there's areas, you know. So your neighbor's not right next door to you, but your neighbor's close enough to where...
if you need something.
Yeah, you can go borrow a cup of sugar or something.
Or an emergency. You know, you need somebody to come run and help. They probably would.
Yeah. Well, the one that... I think it was that one couple who came and introduced themselves to you guys.
We saw a man on a quad taking his trash can down the road where we have to take it at the end of our road. And he went by and we said hi to him and stuff. And he had talked to... Was it you and Derek? Or you and Jeff?
Me and Jeff, but he also talked to Derek and Don previously.
So the next day, all of a sudden, we hear the quad running up, and I said, oh, he must be picking up his trash cans. And the next thing we know, we have a knock, knock, knock at the door, and it's his wife, or her name is Donna, and we got to meet her for the first time. Mm-hmm. Really friendly and cordial, and she just said, well, if you ever need anything, we're at the end of the road. She goes, literally, the end of the road. So she's the opposite way of where our trash cans are. And then the next time we had taken our trash, all of a sudden we noticed our trash can was brought back, and we think that it was them.
Yeah.
Because nobody else had been by yet with, you know, something like that. And we had heard the quad earlier, but we didn't hear it quite the time we found our trash can. So, but we believe it was her, so... We thought that was a really nice welcoming, you know.
Very sweet of them to come here. If you hear any whining, by the way, we're outside. And the dogs are outside. We have Tito and Doppler. If you've ever seen my YouTube channel, you would have seen the boys on my channel. But
Doppler's a Nana's boy.
Yeah. Hold on. Do you like your Nana? Mm-hmm. But he's a little whiner. He whines for love.
And he barks... Anybody that comes, and it takes him a while.
He's our protective one. Mm-hmm. Although my brother and my sister-in-law are neighbors, and they come over, and he sees them, he still barks at them when they come in the house. Well, not so much Dawn anymore.
I think it's a guy thing. I still think he's...
Hi, baby.
Him and men.
Yeah, because he doesn't do it at Dawn, like, he'll bark, but then once he sees her, he's like, oh, it's just Dawn, you know?
But when Derek's there, he will bark.
Yeah, he does. He does like to bark a little bit at him. No.
So he's our little alarm, is what we call him. Mm-hmm. Our warner that he knows something's coming.
And then the other night, we were talking about with a bear. The other night, we had, we were saying, Mom had, I don't know if we talked about this yet, but we had a bear. Well, no, the first night, the first night we had, I think it was the first time this week, was a raccoon, we think.
Then coyotes.
Yeah, raccoons or coyotes knocked over our trash can. And then Jeff cleaned it up the next morning. Mm-hmm. We didn't see what it was, but Jeff saw it. Oh, it was coyotes. That's right.
There's something big walking right up there.
Where?
Right behind that bush. See where the fence is?
Call the fence. Then.
Grab Doppler. Grab his collar.
Just call him. Come here.
Doppler, come here, Puppets.
Come here.
Right? See where that red sign is right there? That red fence thing?
Come on.
It's walking slowly right behind that bush.
Come on, call Doppler.
And it's black.
Come here, Dave.
Got him.
I got him.
Yeah.
I'm not joking, Jen.
That's Dawn.
Hi, Mama.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I just heard you from Gilly.
Yeah, but it was. I didn't see her. Oh, look at Jen. For the love of it all, his collar came off. Come here, Doppler.
No, it was slow walking. Right?
Yeah, Dawn's back there. She's wearing a black t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
You just called her something big.
I know. I just saw something go by really fast.
Her.
Jenica.
Oh, I'm telling her.
Don't be mean.
Well, she'll be able to hear if she watches this. This is this podcast.
Okay, I didn't mean it. Just looked something walking slow, but I didn't see her.
Just FYI, guys, we don't edit these podcasts. We record in real time. So, if you
sorry, Dylan.
So, whatever is said, you hear. Like I said, my brother and my sister-in-law are our neighbors. I know. Sitting on
We're actually on the same lot, but they just have their house over there.
Yeah, there's one. We live on one big. We live on 10 acres, and one half they live on. And we live on the other side. But we can. This is literally, I guess, called our back porch.
Yes.
But we use it as our front porch. Because it's easier parking and it's easier.
And
from,
it's beautiful view.
Yeah, and it's easier for Mom and Grandma to get up and on the steps. And it has an actual porch where the front one just has stairs.
That aren't really attached yet that need to be fixed.
Clearly, yeah. So it's our back porch, but through our back porch we can see their front yard. Bless you. Bless you. That's Tito. Him sneezing over here. But it's funny because you can see them moving around over here. You know what I mean?
Where are you going?
What you
doing? Mom, where are you going?
Tito. No, it's okay, Grandma.
Well, she's just adjusting her chair for some reason.
Oh, Tito. I think Tito's caught up around her.
He's all tied up in there. Well, you're not going to make a move because he went through your chair.
What?
I know.
What, Tito? Hey, Dapper. That was funny, Mom.
I swear, I didn't see.
You just got so, quiet and, like you,
well, because
you could tell the panic
big.
In your voice.
It walked. It moved like the bear did.
You can whisper all you want, but I'm sure they all heard you.
Maybe, but I thought it was.
So maybe Dawn knocked over our trash can, and
no,
maybe
Jenica,
Dawn
I saw the bear.
<I'm just kidding.
laughs> I saw the whole silhouette of the bear.
Okay.
He was not little. He was this big on his back, and his head was bigger. And I saw his ears.
Well, you got wrapped up around a herd. Oh, I don't know what you want me to do.
That's your own fault. Go back around.
Figure it out.
The dog's trapped. No.
He wrapped himself around Grandma's chair and then her walker. And she's sitting down. She didn't move at all. Well.
No. That's you.
I can't help y'all, bro. Gotta figure it out yourself.
Okay, now try to figure it out.
He's not gonna be able to.
Come here, Cheeto. Well, hang up. Okay, grab the thing, Mom. Come on.
Yeah.
Not with
no, just let
get
him
get your foot off it.
Let him be.
Talking to your grandmother to get your foot off it.
Oh,
I got him.
Okay. Look at him.
Wait, hey, go that way.
He's all sorts of wrapped up around that.
Go. Mom, pull it that way.
Yes, welcome to our family. This is what it's like. With
okay,
two old maids and two dogs, one who is very stubborn.
Did you pull it out?
Yeah, if he's stuck, he's stuck. He's got it.
Hello. Okay, we're back. We came inside now after all that ruckus with the boys. Hopefully they'll be settled down now that they're inside, although we had to wait to start recording because they were just attacking each other.
They were playing and they wouldn't stop.
Yeah, they like to wrestle a rough
house.
They run
from one end of the house to the other and wrestle in between.
I know, they really like to go
Dad,
for it.
You're it. That's what they say.
It's kind of like that because they'll knock each other over.
And then they run away and then the other one comes after. And the other one runs away and the other one comes after.
Yep. And we fed them. Maybe it was the wrong thing to do because they're like little gremlins where you can't get them wet, you know. They multiply. Apparently when you feed these two, they get all sorts of crazy on us. Mm-hmm. Little psycho babies.
They're putting out the energy that we're now that we're here, because when we're gone, they sleep.
Yeah, they could
run. They're like little babies.
They could run amok in the house while we're gone and burn out all their energy, but it's like they wait. Like, no, it's quiet. We'll just sleep. But it's like once we're all home now, it's like, let's get
that. Let's show them what we're all about.
I know. Let's be so loud. You're like, you couldn't have burnt all the energy off earlier.
So one of our conversations on the way home was about our Sunday dinners.
Mm-hmm.
We have Sunday dinners now that we moved up here and Derek and Dawn happen to be our neighbors and stuff. We like to get together as a family and have dinner on Sundays.
Yeah, I think that started with you and your, honey, you, Grandma, you and Derek had the conversation of Sunday dinners.
No, me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me. Oh. He said, you know, Mom, when you move up, we were thinking the best thing is we'll be able to have Sunday dinners or one dinner a week, you know, in the week. And he goes, yeah, everybody take a turn making dinner. And, you know, we'll take turns hosting and stuff like that. And he goes, but as long as we get together and have dinners. And I said, yeah, that'd be good. Well, then we need to start narrowing it down that Sunday's was the best day because everybody's off on Sunday.
Yeah. And well, Derek and Dawn are off Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And Jeff and I pretty much always have Sundays off.
Yeah. So that's when he said, well, Sundays looks like it's the best day to really try. And then this way it's, we can just all settle down, do whatever we want to do during the week, the daytime.
Day, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then by 4:30, 5 o'clock or 6, around 6 is the latest, we usually try to have dinner.
Yeah, I said before, between 4:30 and 6 o'clock dinners, we're at the dinner table together,
mm-hmm,
all eating.
One weekend I didn't want to cook, so I took everybody out for dinner.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's just it, though. So when it's your turn to do dinner on that Sunday,
You can
decide whether you want to order pizza or you want to, which is only one option up here, but you know what I mean? You can always take and bake, too. Or if you want to just go out to eat or you want to make whatever you want to make for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Like one weekend I made Mississippi pot roast,
mm-hmm,
and we had sandwiches and chips and sodas and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we had dessert. We had cake, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then
I didn't get my stuff to make the cheesecake. I wanted to make a cheesecake for Sunday's dinner. That's right. Oh, yeah. I want to go.
And then
I want to try making a cheesecake. So Derek and Dawn, one of the things, as I said, I wonder if I could bribe somebody with my bread. I was going to make bread, remember?
Either banana bread you owe me.
Yeah, banana bread or zucchini bread to thank the neighbor who brought in our trash cans. I want to make like a little loaf for them just to thank them. And then Mom said it would be nice if I made a little loaf for all of our neighbors, just like as a hi thing, you know, we're in the area, whatever. Nice to meet you. Yeah.
We're right there.
And then since Don and Derek got a trailer, they come by. We meet them at the end of our driveway. We load up the trash cans, and then we take them down to the end of the road. And then the next day, we go pick them all up and stuff. So they said that, what was that payment thing you were saying you were going to do? I said, make zucchini or banana bread. And then Derek and Dawn asked each other, well, what kind of bread do you want? I was like, oh, okay. So technically, I still do owe them a
banana bread,
which I'll make that tonight. Mm-hmm. For them, and then, but I really want to make this cheesecake I saw on Tasty. It came up on my Facebook feed, mm-hmm, and I was like, oh, that looks really easy. Maybe I should make that. And plus, Dawn really loves cheesecake, although she's very specific about the kind of cheesecake she likes. She just doesn't like any old cheesecake. Well, you know, she's very picky, the one.
Yes.
I love my sister very much, but she's a very picky woman. But, so I said, I may think of making a cheesecake, one for us here, and then one for Dawn and Derek. Really for Dawn, but Derek can have some. I will allow him to have some. kind of as, I guess, a thank you, and for our Sunday night dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the dessert for Sunday
night. Once in a while, we'll have, like, a weekday dinner with them. Like, yesterday was really good.
They used their Instapot,
and they made this pasta dish that her mom makes, and it had,
artichokes
in it, had spinach in it.
Tomatoes?
Had tomatoes in it, and it had those coil kind of, what do they call it, rotini. Noodles in it,
mm-hmm.
and they put heavy cream in it and cheese, and they also put a sausage. It was Italian bratwurst.
Well, when I went over there today to see the boys, that I told Derek, yeah, I thought it was meatballs, and he said, no, it's just a little sausage. I was like, I know, but to me, it looked just like a meatball.
The way they pop out, they look like meatballs.
Perfect little meatballs. I was like, that's the smartest thing ever. I would lie and be like, yeah, it's a meatball. I made it homemade. It's homemade meatballs.
But so they had some left over. I mean, they made a big pot of it, and they ate, and so they said, oh, we have all this pasta left. What are we going to do? And so
Dawn says, when in doubt, invite the family over. Yeah,
Dawn says, call Grandma and Mom and Jenica. And we're like, Jenica's working, but we'll be over. And they said, all right. So we went over for dinner. Thanks and then they sent some home for Jenica for dinner. And, she had to go pick it up. I was going to bring it home, but you said you'd come by
them. I told her,
them.
Yeah, she asked me what time was off, and I told her. And then I said, I didn't know if it would be too late. And she said, well, if anything, before I asked her that. She said, if anything, I can just send it home with Mom and Grandma. And then I finally messaged her back because I just got off work or was just about to get off work shortly. Mm-hmm. And I messaged her back and I was like...
I was just walking out with it. And then she said, oh, Jenica's on her way over here.
Yeah.
And so we're like, okay, I guess we're leaving it. Yeah. Bye. thank you so much for dinner.
Yeah, and that's when I said to her, I said, well, if it's not too late, I'll come over and pick it up, mm-hmm. you know. And she says, yeah, that's fine. It won't be too late. We'll still be up. I'm like, okay. So I went over there, and that's when it was funny because as I was leaving their house, Jeff had just started calling. I said, okay, I got what I want to tell the boys. And of course, I cuddled them, and, you know, Horace was like, look at my face, love me, kissing me, and I was kissing him. And same with Wesson. And then, come here, Tito. That's Tito, if you hear him. He's our little
bossy boy.
Come here. Get over here.
So anyway, we had a really good dinner with them last night, and the pasta was out of this world. They said, definitely keep it on the menu.
Oh, yeah. I'd do that again. It's mm-hmm. really nice. It has a slight spice to it, but it's like the perfect spice where it's mm-hmm. like,
ouch.
Where it's flavorful spice, not like just heat to be hot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, baby.
And then we're going to have Sunday dinner this Sunday here. And I'm making Mississippi chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have homemade macaroni salad with it.
Yeah, we are.
Maybe chips or something if they want. But.
Excuse me.
She's going to try to make the cheesecake. So.
Thank you.
We got that going on. So it's nice getting together on Sundays. We talk about how everybody kind of, what they're doing and.
Any plans?
What's going on,
has.
Or you know how their following week's going to come up, or like what's going to be happening, anything exciting, and stuff. So
anything
it's a nice
new.
Time to get together.
Yeah, I appreciate those times, Dale. I have fun with them. We played it. We played our was it one Sunday night dinner.
Like
we
charades.
Played, was like yeah.
Yeah.
It was charades. Like charades. You were trying to get, but instead of, we couldn't use any words, huh?
Yeah, you could, but you couldn't use a lot. It was just like you had to try to get them to guess without saying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you have to show, is it a book? Is it a movie? Is it a quotation? Is it a whatever it was kind of thing?
Yeah.
Some people got that and some people didn't.
It was funny because like, you can tell how competitive we all are. Well, and by we all, I mean Derek and myself. Because he gets, like, he gets to the point where he's just, like, you can tell he's thinking in his mind, how do you not get this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, And you can tell, like, I get it because I get that way sometimes too. Like, it's so simple. I'm giving you the honest or the most realistic clues that you, so you can get it. And in his mind, I see what he means because he's like, he also knows the answer. You know what I mean? And he's thinking, I can't make it more simpler for you. Which I get that way sometimes too. But he gets like super extreme into them. And then Jeff's the type who just gives up. Mm-hmm. He's just like, okay,
you give me. And we're all hanging on the limb going, we know the answer. We know the answer, but we can't give it to him because he's not on our team.
Mm-hmm. You have to wait. Yeah.
You know.
Because Mom was on Derek's team. Jeff was on my team, and Dawn and Grandma were kind of like, we'll just,
neutral.
We'll help out whoever mm-hmm. needs it kind of thing, each one, which is fun, because, you know, you have, like, you at some point, Grandma might know it, or Dawn might know it, hopefully they'll help you out, mm-hmm. in case your other teammate doesn't know it, but we do get very competitive, and then afterwards, of course, like, when you think you're winning, the other person starts winning more,
mm-hmm.
and then he rubs it in.
Because it's Derek rubbing it. I'm guessing you're no competition for me.
You know, I know, right?
You know, stuff like that.
So and then he sorely loses, you know, the next round because his team can't guess what he's saying because he knows it. And it's funny because you can see in their face, like, they know the answer.
Yeah, but they've got answer.
No, I'm saying, like, they know the answer and they're like, come on, you know this.
Yeah.
And you think in your mind, I have no clue what he's saying. What does he mean? Like, it could be 25 different options.
Yeah.
So maybe the next clue might get you down closer. To 15 options. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, and in his mind, he's saying it to you like, it's so easy. You can tell in his head. He's saying that to you, like, his facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you have like the blank look of like the deer in headlights. Like, I have no idea what he's talking about or where he's going with this.
Especially because he was never saying if it was a book, a movie or anything.
Yeah.
He just start doing it. You're like, what am I doing? What am I looking for?
Well, Jeff was big on that, too. Jeff would never tell me,
mm-hmm.
is it a book? Is it a movie? Like, is it a TV show?
He's just like, oh, we got this. We got this.
Well, it's like when we play Heads Up. Maybe this Sunday we should play Heads Up on my phone again. Because that one everyone does pretty well good. On. Yeah. I would say, except for when Jeff wants to play. At first, he doesn't want to play. He's very big on, I don't want to play. Then all of a sudden he wants to play.
Because he sees everybody in it and having a good time.
Exactly. But then all of a sudden he'll see, like, he only does it when it's my rounds. So when it's my go and I'm giving the clues, he'll jump in and he'll look over my shoulder, which you know I cannot stand. Do not
but
look
he'll
over
give
my shoulder.
Clues that don't make any sense to half of us.
No, but he thinks you should just know it. Like, let's say he's saying Top Gun, right? And he'll be like, he'll say, like, not even like a line. He'll just be like, Goose! Goose, and you're like, what? Bird, plane, what? Well, I don't, whatever,
where's
you know.
It going? Yeah.
And he's just like, come on, goose, you know, flying goose. And you're like, again, where are we going with this? And you're just like, oh, for the love of it all. Because he thinks he's giving the most obvious clue.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
you
not.
Gotta get there.
Yeah.
And then give us
goose. Work with me. Tell me Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. Then maybe give me a goose. But don't just go with.
Goose.
You know? He's mm-hmm. just funny that way. Cracks me up. Who are you barking at, bro? There's no one over there. Unless you see a ghost. And if you do, show him out of my house. Or out of our house. What?
But anyway, we're...
It's fine. I really appreciate that time together, too. Because we all get to sit there and chit-chat and talk and laugh and... Mm-hmm. And it's funny to see how stressed out people get over the smallest things. Big question wins a game. We should do Clue. I need to find that little. Well, I need to figure out if we can order those pieces. Like, not pieces. You know, the papers that, like, say, like, all the weapons and then give you all the people and then give you all the, like,
You don't have all that?
Well, no, we do, but you only have so many of them. So, I don't know if we still have
all the ones to write down.
Yeah, you check
guess.
Off, like... Like, let's say you mm-hmm. have Colonel Mustard, you have a lead pipe, you have a rope, you have a mm-hmm. candlestick, and you have the hall. Well, you can write all those, check those all off on your paper. Mm-hmm. And then you know.
You're guessing, so
yeah, then you know to see
who
has this, who has that. You know what I mean? That way you can.
Mm-hmm. Or to make your wild guess. I think
true.
It happened in the billiard room, and it was Colonel Mustard and, you know.
With the lead pipe.
Lead pipe.
I play the game on my phone, and I realize I'm addicted to it. Suzanne actually showed me, she told me about it. Her and Gina were playing. Her, Gina, I think, and somebody else from work were playing it. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun. Like, I was like, you play Clue. I was shocked beyond belief. I was like, excuse me? Because I love Clue. Like, some people love Monopoly. I love Clue. I love that, to just trying to figure it out who it is and guessing. And I try to do it without having, like, only, God forsake you, dog. Shush it. But I try guessing when I have, like, multiple options still. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to... I figure the closer I get, the closer other people are.
Yeah.
So I want to be, like, the first one out, but I also want to make the most educated guess with the best options that I have, mm-hmm, without only having one option of each, you know? Mm-hmm. Although, on that game before, well, I have played on the app one, the app version, and someone's made a guess, and I'm like, oh, that's it, we're done. Like, the game's over. And they were wrong. Mm. And I was like, how are you wrong? And I thought, oh, they made an uneducated guess. Or what I assumed is to be. That's not very nice, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm like, you didn't guess properly. Or they missed, because I only had, three options. I had one option for the person, one option for the place, one option for the weapon. So I'm like, they had to have the same one, but somehow they didn't. I was like, well, that sucks to be you. Because then the next go-around was my turn, and I did my three options, and it was the winner. Mm. And I was very happy.
Ding, 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 ding.
You are a winner. Yeah, we should play that game. That'd be really fun, though. I like you some Clue. All right. Well, it's been a lovely night, and I'm going to have to take the boys out because they won't stop barking. Well, boy, Tito. So we will leave you guys here and say goodnight, and we will... probably pick this back up again next week sometime. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for listening to Two Old Maids and a Married Couple. Again, I'm Jenica, one half of that married couple.
I'm Sandy, one of the old maids. And this is Ruth, be known.
And I'm Grandma.
The other old maid.
The oldest one.
You guys have a good evening. Have a good night.
Good night.